record High Court settlement of €23.5 million for a teenager who suffered catastrophic brain injuries at birth.
The famous Holland & Barrett 1 cent sale is back, with buy one, get one for just 1 cent on hundreds of everyday favourites, and you can even mix and match. Welcoming you to shop safely in-store or at hollandandbarrett.ie. And 11th of the 5th, 2021, selected items, cheapest item 1 cent, subject to availability.
Any news?
No. You?
No. Nothing exciting.
Do much on the weekend, or...?
Nah. Yourself?
Oh, we... what did we do?
Need something new to talk about? Like Energia's great deals. Come direct to Energia for the best savings on your home energy. It's news we're more than happy to share with you. Switch at energia.ie. Rated excellent on Trustpilot. Energia, the power behind your savings.
Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. The High Court has approved a settlement of €23.5 million euro to a 16-year-old girl who suffered catastrophic brain injuries during her birth at a hospital in Cork. The lump sum settlement is the largest to date in the state for this type of action. Camilla Cooley from Upper Clevedon, Kilmoney, Carrigaline, County Cork had sued through her father. Our reporter Diane Connor can tell us more. First of all, the background to this case, Diane.
Yes, Brian. Well, Camilla is now profoundly disabled. She's nonverbal and tube-fed. She was born in St Finbarr's Hospital in Cork in December 2004, and the family's barrister told the court that she was in a very poor condition, that she was near death with no sign of life when she was born, apart from a very poor heartbeat. Now, her legal team claimed there was negligence in the monitoring of the fetal heartbeat during labour, saying there should have been continuous monitoring in the final stages, and that then she could have been delivered earlier and avoided these catastrophic injuries if intervention had happened. But the HSE denied liability, saying the monitoring was appropriate and consistent with the acceptable standard of care in 2004. It said there wasn't a need for continuous monitoring in those final 2 hours because the baby had been well until that point, and the mother was 28 years old and had already given birth to two babies with no complications. So it said that the first indication that anything was wrong was actually 8 minutes before Camilla was delivered, so there really wouldn't have been an opportunity to intervene any earlier.
So what, Diane, happened in court today?
Well, in court today, both Camilla and her father and her mother were in court. Her mother spoke briefly, saying that they were happy with the settlement. She said that she is doing a master's in social care at the moment, and she said that this settlement will mean that they will be able to buy a new home. Now, afterwards, the family solicitor, Emma Mar Neville, read a statement on behalf of the family.
After a long and arduous battle, the amount of damages improved and ruled upon by the court today represents a significant figure in personal injury litigation in this country. The settlement was reached without an admission of liability. No amount of money can change Camilla's life, and the damages will not alleviate Camilla's injuries, which are profound. However, the settlement reached will assist with Camilla's care needs into the future and will mean that she will have a better quality of life.
And that was the solicitor for Camilla Cooley, ending that report from Diane Connor.